Missouri Net News. Good morning. I'm Jason Taylor. Jefferson City Police are looking for a man who was recorded on video stealing empty packages from a resident's doorsteps. The home's occupant posted video of the incident on Facebook, which drew responses identifying the alleged suspect. The resident set the empty packages in front of the home after having actual boxes with content stolen from the doorsteps in November. The state Supreme Court's considering a case where damages were awarded to a couple during the mortgage crisis of 2008. David and Crystal Holm of Holt, Missouri, sued Wells Fargo after the banking giant foreclosed on their property. A circuit court judge awarded the couple almost $3.3 million in damages, noting the bank failed to comply with orders to produce documents and witnesses. Arguing for the Holmes, attorney Kenneth McLean said the judge acted properly in penalizing Wells Fargo.
He had ordered them four separate times to produce documents and warned them that sanctions were coming if they continued to hide the ball. They failed to produce two witnesses at his direction. They lied to him, he said, twice.
Government-sponsored mortgage company Freddie Mac, which bought the foreclosed property from Wells Fargo, is also a defendant in the case. The Supreme Court heard arguments this month and has not yet issued a ruling. A real estate developer has asked the city of Joplin to impose a community improvement district to collect an extra sales tax at the site of a renovation project. District would allow the developer to recover nearly $1 million of the estimated $5 million project. Joplin City Council will vote on the proposal next month. And passenger traffic at Kansas City International Airport increased 6.6% last month from a year earlier. It was the facility's 31st consecutive month of growth. For the year, more than 10 million passengers used the airport through November. However, KCI ranks among the worst medium-sized airports in the country for customer satisfaction. An endangered silver advisory has been canceled for a missing woman from Maryland Heights near St. Louis who has early stages of dementia. Police say 80-year-old Elise Grubbs returned home and is safe after going missing Christmas Day. A Missouri GOP congressman calling for Obamacare's repeal says Congress must ensure that there's not a bureaucrat between a doctor-patient relationship. Brian Hausworth reports.
Salem Republican Congressman Jason Smith says he's committed to repealing the Affordable Care Act, which critics call Obamacare. Smith notes GOP President-elect Donald Trump campaigned on repealing it as well.
Healthcare is at the front and center with the president's desire to repeal Obamacare and to reform the healthcare system.
Smith, who represents Southeast and South Central Missouri, held six healthcare roundtables last week. Congressman Smith tells Missouri Net his aim was to hear how the healthcare system can be fixed. Brian Hausworth, Missouri Net.